The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
To a particularly ghost-free minisode.
Not a single ghost.
Is it, though?
Is it? I don't know. Do you have five ghosts hanging out with you right now?
Some days in this office, yeah, it feels like it.
Instead of black dog, I have orange dog. You know, I have orange dog's companion who just murmurs to himself and is rarely seen.
Yeah, you're the amorphous creature.
But I can play fiddle, and I know King Lear backwards and forwards, all the parts.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. Actually, what I have is from Reddit. Is that a good place to start?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
So take
this
it.
I'd like to do this from time to time because I think it's kind of interesting. Our paranormal, there was a story on here. I want to repeat the story because it was kind of going viral today. I read this Reddit with my coffee a lot of the time just because it's very entertaining. I thought this was a pretty good one. And then I'm going to have you guys read some of the responses because the responses are, you know, it's just the type of story that prompts people to give their own story.
Okay. So I like those kinds of things.
Yeah. So here we go. Trigger warning for death. Okay. I have only told a few people about this. Many years ago, I had a friend named Brian. Oh, this is from Algiet 560 from today. I've only told a few people about this. Many years ago, I had a friend named Brian. This was before the internet and cell phones. I knew him for about a year. I didn't know him well, but I was good friends with his sister. He was a great guy. We hung out occasionally with mutual friends. At one point, I kept getting this feeling that Brian was going to die in a car accident. I couldn't shake it, and I kept dismissing it. A couple of weeks later, Brian asked me for a ride across town. On the way, he asked me if I ever had the feeling that I was going to die. Of course, I said no, and I didn't tell him about what I'd been thinking. He said he had that feeling. I told him that's ridiculous and asked him how he thought it was going to happen. He said, a car accident. I was shocked. I went on to say that it's just in his head. No one can predict these things. He's going to be fine. He didn't seem too confident that I was right, and as far as I know, he never talked to anyone else about this. He told me that he left a note in his sock drawer for his father. They had a bit of a strained relationship like a lot of teenagers and parents do. They weren't talking at the time. He wanted his father to know that he loved him in case something happened. He wanted his father to know that even though they didn't get along at the time, he knew his father loved him and was proud of him. Following Saturday, the feeling I had about Brian grew much stronger. I became anxious and couldn't sit still. I was pacing around my apartment. I couldn't think about anything else. That evening, I decided I needed to find him. I called several mutual friends, landline, to see if they knew where he was. Eventually, someone told me he was at a party. I drove there, but missed him by about 30 minutes. They said he went to a different party. I tried the other party, but he wasn't there. I went home and barely slept. The next morning, I got a call from his sister. The driver of a truck was drunk when it crashed. Brian was ejected and the truck crushed him. He was on life support at the hospital. I went to see him, but he was gone, but still alive on life support. There was no brain activity. His parents took him off life support the next day. Months later, his parents found the note he wrote. His parents cried all day, and his father, who was devastated because of their strained relationship, found some closure and relief. A couple of months after, they had found a message from Brian on their answering machine telling them that he loves them. They said it wasn't there before. I heard from the sister the message was at least a few minutes long and he had a lot to say. I've never experienced anything like this before or again. I still think about it occasionally. Sometimes it makes me cry. Sometimes it makes me happy to remember him. Has anyone ever heard about people experiencing this before? And that's the post. Pretty good.
Huh. Yeah.
Not a story that you need to really like believe or not believe, right? Because probably it happened. Like there's no necessarily paranormal element of this. Like it could just be a coincidence that's freaky, right? You could just get a people get feelings all the time about things, and sometimes those things happen. Does that mean psychic powers exist? I don't know. I don't think so. But it could be. So it's an interesting, like, little jumping off point, but yeah. I had some ones that I wanted you to read. So this one's from Rub Current 2793. So Mathis, I'll have you read this one.
Sure.
Oh. Why didn't that work? Why is it trying to put the Instagram of a restaurant that I like in England?
Oh.
Everybody knows ghost telling you need to go. Everybody knows what restaurant it is. There you go.
All right, here we go. I had a dream. I was screaming my brother's name and saying he had died. I was so anxious over the next few weeks, and I told my mom about the dream. I was very emotional. I made a phone call and told my brothers to be careful, and I loved him. My nephew with the same name was killed a few months after the dream. I have always felt some type of way for not thinking of him and warning him the way I warned my brother. It still fucks with me today and probably always will. To add, I feel like I was privy to something I didn't connect until it was too late. Hey, that sucks. Like, I could feel like, but I, you know, if that person is listening, which they're not, don't take that to heart. It's not your fault at all.
Yeah. Pretty insane. Here's one for Jesse to read from CP 6271. Don't know about that username. Here we go.
Cool. Thanks for giving me this one. I knew the day before my grandfather died that his time was coming. I had the urge to call him the day before his death and will always regret not following through with it. I also knew that day my uncle died that there was a disruption in my family. I was on a canoe trip. I was 14. We didn't have cell phones then, and we were in a remote area. This was 20 years ago. I didn't see my family and find out what happened till a week later. But on the day it happened, I had very dark, heavy feeling, and I turned to my friend and said, someone just died in my family.
Crazy, right?
It's nuts.
I feel like the moral of any of these is don't hesitate to reach out and contact people. Or that's tell real. People you love them. Or like that.
Because at
like,
worst, you're saying, I mean, like at best, I guess, technically. You're just saying hi. You get to talk to them for a little bit, especially if nothing happens.
If anything, there's the moral.
Yeah.
That's true. I remember like knowing that my dad was going to come in and tell me that my grandpa passed away when it happened. I remember like having the notion that it was going to happen before it happened. And then I remember one time my mom and I had a same dream about a friend dying on a boat, like on a cruise. And we called him and we were like, don't go on the cruise. And it like they were like, we're not going on a cruise.
Like, but if you were thinking about it. Don't do it.
Then they said that sounded like a good idea, and then they went on the cruise.
They filled the cruise. Yeah, Jesse, what do you got for us today?
Well, I have what may be the best story.
A lot. That's a big claim.
Yes, this is an article that I'm sure. I feel like we've talked about this, but this is a brand new article, so there might be new information. But it's just so funny to me. And this is also why I think the UFO world is just a mess. A television show, brand new television show in the UK, claims that King Charles piloted a UFO across the skies of Canada in 1975. This shocking claim comes from an interview of an eyewitness included in The King of UFOs. The eyewitness claimed to have been around to see the monarch at the helm of a spaceship in Canada. The witness, Dan Costello, said Charles III, then Prince of Wales, was one of three pilots steering a prototype UFO at Sandy Point in Nova Scotia. Costello said Charles was positioned nearby at HMS Endeavour, serving as helicopter pilot when he was summoned for a secret mission known as Project Serpico. Project Serpico. All right. The submersible vehicle he helmed apparently discharged a blue ionic flame, referring to the electrically charged particle that scorched the earth beneath it. Was it a UFO? Costello said he didn't think so, but it was, he didn't think it was an extraterrestrial vehicle, but just technology that he believes was developed by Nikola Tesla. Costello said the craft had dual rotor blades like a helicopter, but would also just sit and hover in the sky with the blades not on and no sound of propulsion, just a crackle of electromagnetism.
Why?
The
why
movie's maker, Christopher Lee.
Why does he think it's by Tesla?
Dude, I don't know. This is why UFOs in general as like a concept have such a hard time being taken seriously. The movie maker, Christopher Lee, however, told UK Metro that Costello's claims might be quite far-fetched. I've literally interviewed 5 or 6 times for 10 years. His story has been consistent, and the technical detail he supplied has been astonishing. You only see about 7 minutes of him in the film, Lee said. I also look at the area where he claims it happened. There's large underwater caissons, and the British Navy did have a presence there during that time. So he's like, it does seem possible.
Caissons.
Anyway, apparently they're saying that Prince Charles and Prince Phillips were sticklers for alien sightings. And this one, Lee says that I've been contacted by someone close to Charles that claims Charles did, in fact, have a UFO experience. So I'm sure he does believe there's something out there.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Excellent. That really helps everything.
I love the idea of King Charles now flying a UFO. That is hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's a wild time.
Hello.
I don't know if you saw the newspaper, the article I sent you in the chat a few days ago from Science, from Nature.com, but like Science, I think I saw it in Science subreddit. That they did do an amplification of electromagnetic fields by a rotating body, were able to create like a field that pushes something off the ground. Yes. The abstract is, in 1971, Zeldovich predicted the amplification of electromagnetic waves scattered by rotating metallic cylinder, gaining mechanical rotational energy from the body. The phenomenon was believed to be unobservable with electromagnetic fields due to technological difficulties in meeting the condition of the amplification. That is, the cylinder must rotate faster than the frequency of the incoming radiation. And they were able to do it for the first time. Like that, that happened. This article is from late June of this year.
I remember reading something about a Chinese scientist that was researching this type of technology in America, and she disappeared. And then she maybe popped up in China.
That is an actual story. Yeah. That's wild. That's one I want to cover one day. Really bad. There's a few stories like that.
Is that this technology?
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
That's the stuff that's
It's been a while since I've looked into that story, but like, it's a story. Like, I've seen it pop up, and there are a few people that have like worked within the science field of like discovering these things that have kind of just gone missing, like just gone or dead. In like very weird and peculiar ways. But back to Jesse's topic, that's the shit that makes UFOs difficult to fucking like for anybody to like look into and like this is a parse through all that bullshit. Like people, I think, came up on the Reddit, but technically we talked about it in the minisode last week, like Immaculate Constellation. There's nothing there. I don't know what they want me to do. Like there's nothing to follow there. There's like that. You can't give that weight, but like the UFO subreddits give equal weight to literally everything. Like it's just everything is like right at the top, because what if it is real? What if it is real? It's like, no, man, follow the paperwork. Follow the fucking paperwork. That's all we have. It's the only thing you can look at and go, that is there. It's just frustrating. It's fucking frustrating. As somebody who's heavily into this shit. So now for some things that I can't quantify. Yeah. I just want to put this out there. My story today is a quick one. I saw something in the sky the other day that's very confusing again. I saw something very
bizarre. You did personally?
Yep.
Yeah, this is great.
I did.
This is a good little story.
In the car with Jess, I was in the passenger seat. We're on our way home from having dinner with some family members. And I was in the passenger seat during the day. It wasn't nighttime. And I was looking out, and there's a lot of just empty fucking fields that you drive by. And I was looking at the sky, and I saw what looked like to me was like, there's a lot of vultures out here. There's a lot of big birds out here. And it just like this like a black mass in the sky that it was becoming smaller and bigger. And so it looked to me, that's a bird flapping its wings. I've seen it a lot. So I just watched it for a while. And then it very quickly became clear that if it was a bird, that was weirdly shaped and moved in weird ways. Because as I like locked on and started watching it, and the whole thing lasted maybe 30 seconds max, probably. It looked like a long cigar. Like there was no wingspan that way. And what it looked like is it was spinning on its horizontal axis in a straight wet line, just doing this. And so what I was seeing is it looked like it was just spinning, and then I'd see the, like, it would just become, it would face me. So I'd just see the tip and it would look small, and then it would keep rotating. And it was very clear. Whatever I was watching was rotating. And just as I get my camera out and I'm putting my camera on it, cause Jess is driving. She's as soon as I get my camera over it, trees, just completely cover it for maybe a minute. When we come out the other side, it's just not there. So like,
dude, so
I don't know. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, it's a UFO, but it was fucking weird.
You're getting, and like then there was different types of UFOs now.
But then there was the other thing too that happened before that, the night before, which I also, I think, mentioned that giant fucking text I sent you the other night, Alex. Was like, I was looking up at it was like 4 a.m. I was outside. I like to just go out sometimes and look at the sky now. It's just fun. You start to know where the stars are. I can see the Little Dipper every single night. I know what Jupiter is. I know where Sirius is. I know where, like, all these bright stars now that flicker. I'm very well aware of what they are, which brings me to, I'm pretty sure I debunked that flickering light in the sky that one time. I'm pretty sure that's Sirius, because Sirius rises and sets really quickly. Like, within a couple, like, where, when I can finally see it in the sky, within about 2 hours, it'll be gone.
So actually consistent with the speed of it moving over those 90 minutes.
The speed of it moving comparing to when I was going back and checking it. Yeah, completely. Like, so wow. I'm like, not almost, I would just say, just 100% positive. That was definitely a star. I was looking at the stars at night, and I kept seeing at the corner of my eye, like, not on the same spot, like little flashes of light. And what I thought was happening, and it might still have been that, where I thought my eyes were just adjusting to the darkness and I'm starting to catch the dimmer stars and now I'm starting to see them. But as I was like about to head in, I was just looking up at like the Little Dipper right in that area. A little red light just kind of shows up and then disappears. Like just whoop, whoop, gone.
Right.
Like that's it. No brighter than the stars. Just right in front of me. Just a red light. Just like it twinkled just on a, and twinkled off. Just a
true phenomena.
Just like it could have been, maybe my thought, if I'm going logical, meteor. Maybe like a meteorite, like, but there was no tail or anything. It was light. The skies were clear as fuck. It wasn't a plane. There's nothing moving with it. I didn't see any more blinking, but I'm not saying it was UFO. I am saying it was weird. It was very brief, and I'm sure there's an explanation out there. So for those of you who are listening on the minisode, on Patreon or in public, I would love like a fucking explanation of like what can do, like just a brief little twinkle of a red light that's no brighter than the star.
I'm gonna get you. So like, yeah, a little
two more
guide.
Weird little anomalies. Maybe the hitchhiker effects maybe take an effect. Maybe the more I pay attention to it, the more pay attention to me.
Dude, that's the more pay attention
to me.
Yeah. The more you watch, you should watch all the time. You should stop talking to friends and family and just start watching. It's going to pay off. It's
going to pay off. Stop doing the podcast. Just stop showing up for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be a book out there that's like, Star Guide. You know what I mean?
I got an app that I use. I use an app that actually you can point to the sky and it'll just tell you what the stars are.
That thing seemed pretty sick.
So that's what I use.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's called Night Sky. Let me double check. Because the other one I use is Flight Radar 24, which tells me what if there's something moving, if it's a plane, which has been super valuable. Vibes. Sky Guide.
That's what it's called. Sky Guide.
It's a free version and a plus version. I just use the free version. It's like an AR. You can just move it around and just like zoom in and shit. It's great.
How's it going? All right,
that's it for us, boys. I got a fucking piss so bad. So say goodbye, everybody, here at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. That's what you pay money to hear.
Later. The real... Math is going to go pee right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone is going to go pee.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.